mouth. She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever.
Before we move on to grades, there were a couple of these texts, so I just want to clear them up on the Carbless Talking text line. 800-990-3776. List is more. So Sean Mannion was brought in as the Packers' assistant quarterback coach. And maybe I'm looking too much into this, but if he was just going to automatically be brought from assistant quarterback coach to regular quarterback coach, wouldn't LaFleur have just said that yesterday? Like, oh, hey, Tom Clements is retiring. Sean Mannion did a great job with us this year, so he's going to be our next quarterback coach. And look, Mannion still could be the next QB coach, but I'm guessing that they actually, maybe they want to talk to a couple different people before it happens.
Yeah, LaFleur said basically there was three different guys on the staff who were going to get interviews for that job, and Mannion was one of them.
Yeah. But I don't think it's a slam dunk that he's suddenly going to be the quarterback coach, even though he was the assistant last year.
No, you want the way it goes, obviously, your offensive coordinator is very important. Then it goes O-line coach, right? Very important. And then it goes quarterback coach. So that's the progression of it all. Speaking of wit, going back to the punching, did you see the video I just sent you
guys? So Chewy sent
How wasn't that a penalty? Wasn't that a penalty?
Chewy just sent us a video from Super Bowl 32 where he is blocking Bill Romanowski. And obviously, my guess is that you... Because it was a pretty innocuous play by itself. Were you dominating him all day and he was just frustrated, so then he took a swipe at you?
Yeah, because I caught a ball over the middle, and it was right over his head, and I might have pushed off a little bit. He's a whiny little baby. You know, I can't stand him. And I went to college with a guy. He's a douche. But that's just the way you went. But to my point before, you notice how I didn't punch him back.
Because you knew you'd be the second guy, and you would have gotten caught.
Should that have been a penalty?
Yeah.
And that was late in the game.
Yeah, Josh? Absolutely. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Yes, by letter of the law. Now, in 1994, how often?
This is 1997.
How often is that a penalty?
The referee was right there.
Didn't Bill Romanowski just get away with that stuff?
Can you put that on the poll and just say, was this... I mean, a punt, that wasn't a slap. They called it, was that a slap or a punch?
Either way, it's a penalty.
Yeah, it's 100%
a
penalty.
It's a close fist. That's a punch, right?
Was it a close fist?
Also, I don't think it matters when they're throwing a flag for that, if your hand's open or not.
Yeah, I know.
No, but the 15 yards would have been real nice, right?
So what I'm really, it would have been really good. Oh, yeah, it was a close fist. Yeah, it should have been, yeah. Potentially objectionable in 2024. Why was he screaming and pointing at you right before the snap?
Because he said I flinched, which I did. He's just a little baby because I worked him like a fiddle early in the game. I might have been talking a little trash too.
What? Whoa!
Wow.
I thought you didn't talk trash.
He's a knob.
I thought you famously never talked trash. Like, you famously apologized once.
Not the nice guys. Not the nice.
Didn't you apologize after talking trash once?
Yes, to Merton Hanks and my McDonald from San Francisco. I did apologize.
But you didn't apologize, I'm assuming, to Bill.
He's not worth the breath in my lungs right now. Can we do grades?
Did somebody send you that video? I don't know how you got your hands on that video.
Oh, I know how to do stuff. We just talked about it earlier in the show, you know?
No.
And if I don't,
what we established is that you have guys for everything.
Not everything. Well, I have support staff. Let's just call it that. Let's not call it guys. Let's just call it a support staff.
All right.
One more thing. I think Ashton's really mad at me, though.
Well,
which is stupid.
Because you were really mad at him. So you lashed out at him. Now he's upset because you were upset. Someone's got to be the bigger man here, Chew. Is it going to be you or is it going to have to be Ashy?
No, I'll apologize, but...
Are you going to apologize? Are you going to apologize privately?
Mike Sherman wouldn't do that. Mike Sherman, do I still think I play sometimes?
Yeah, of course you do. Of course you do.
Wait a minute. That was kind of derogatory.
What? What was derogatory?
I mean, Adam is... I mean, Adam. Ashton's kind of my coach.
Yeah.
So flood me with information and give me the stuff I need, right? Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Mike Sherman wouldn't wait 3 weeks.
Yeah, but this is the NFL.
I think if you still put it on your application, it still applies. Josh, are you with me?
All right, so
Josh.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Former professional athlete does not go away.
But now what you're implying is that you filled out some sort of application to work here, which I do not believe you did.
You don't even know if you get paid.
What's ADP stand for, by the way?
I don't know.
Ah, see, you guys don't know.
I just know that that's where I go when I have to fill out, you know, any vacation time or anything like that.
I think I might have filled something out for them. Don't know what it was, but I think I did.
Guessing it was your direct deposit. We do want to hand out offensive grades. Wanted to do this yesterday, got distracted, want to do it today. We're being distracted once again. We're going to do this for the rest of the week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, where we're going to hand out some grades offensively, defensively, and then on Friday we'll hit up the front office and the coaching staff. So we'll just do positional groups on offense, Chewy. You know, not necessarily specific players, but obviously Jordan Love's play is going to factor a lot into that quarterback grade since he played the majority of the games.
Can I put one caveat in here?
Please.
You have to take their salary into account when grading.
Okay.
But is that fair?
Yeah.
Josh, is that fair?
Sure.
Well, what the hell?
Well, I mean, that gets kind of hairy with the guys on rookie contracts, because wouldn't they then get a bump up better than they were? You just want to do this so you can downgrade Jordan Love more, and that's really correct. The only place it's going to. This
well,
is going
that
to
Rashawn
fit.
Gary.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Tomorrow.
But I wanna pump up like Rashid Walker, who I thought had a fantastic year.
Fantastic. I mean, for a seventh round pick, yes. Guy got a lot of penalties. I think he led the team.
I don't think you need to factor in the salary. It's either you're good or you're not, right?
All right. Let's roll with it, I guess.
Okay. So we're not, again, it's not individual players. We're doing positional groups. Let's go ahead and start with the offensive line. What grade would you give the offensive line for the Green Bay Packers? They had one of the top five rushers in the league. Jordan Love was sacked a league low 14 times during the regular season.
I think it was 22 was the end number.
Okay, so he got sacked 14.
It was
and
the
then...
second, are you, yeah.
Are you including playoffs?
Yeah, of course.
I'm between B plus A minus. I'm leaning... Now that I heard those numbers, I'm leaning towards A minus.
Yeah, I'm. The only reason I would go B plus here is because the lack of depth was astounding once we got to the playoffs. Like they were very fortunate. Yeah, they were very fortunate, Chew. You know what? So I think you talked me into it. We can go A minus here.
I'm going to go A minus. I thought they had a hell of a year.
But offensive line depth, like the years like that, where you have the preferred starting offensive line for 16 of the 17 games during the regular season, they don't come around too often. So they need to address the offensive line depth during the offseason, for sure.
But a guy like Josh Myers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sat here and we're like, well, do we move Zach Tom to center before training camp and do this? Zach Myers is fine. He had a great year.
Yeah, he's going to get paid.
He is a good player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Somebody's... He's not going to get paid what Corey Linsley did when he left the Packers, but somebody's going to give him a decent contract to be their center next year. I just don't think it's going to be the Pack.
If they're smart, they keep this line in place because it is one of the best offensive lines in the league, and they should do whatever it takes to keep them all together.
I think A is more fair. I think that's a little low, A minus. Like, to be the second best at keeping your, in all the NFL, keeping your quarterback upright, and to have... I mean, the rushing lanes, Josh Jacobs played great, but...
Yeah.
I mean, Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks looked good.
Yeah, they did.
So A? We're going to go A here?
Let's go A minus.
All right.
It's going to be hard to find.
You want
A's.
The reason? I'll give you the reason why A minus, right? What position are you going next, Gabe?
Tight ends.
Go running back.
Okay.
A. A. You can't give Josh Jacobs the same grade as the
O-line. Just make him a plus.
So go A. No, he can't be a plus because he didn't win the rushing title. Saquon's still better than him. Derrick Henry's better than him. He gets an A, and an A is good. You kidding me? An A in my day? Ooh, I'm talking grades for school, not football.
How many A's did you see throughout your schooling career?
That's classified.
HIPAA. Such a great answer. That was, I didn't know what the answer was going to be. I didn't think it was going to be that good.
All right, what do we got next?
Yeah, we don't have to really talk about, I mean, again, the running backs, I mean, you can make the case. I mean, Josh Jacobs was one of the few stars on the team. And even, you know, like, the fact that Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks stepped up when the plan was clearly at the beginning of the season to be A.J. Dillon and Marshawn Lloyd, and to have those guys go through injuries, and the fact that, you know, Chris Brooks kind of became that fullback, yes, I give an A there. Let's go to tight ends.
Tight ends, Tucker Kraft, I give a B plus. And it's not so much him, it's the lack of times his number was called.
So I think he's a B plus. I think the positional group is probably a B or B minus. Because after Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave's
Sims is fine.
Yeah, Sims is fine, but that downgrades the position. He's not as good. Luke Musgrave, the injury certainly, you know, held him back. Maybe it's a B.
Yeah, I mean, my grade was driven by Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still got room to go.
Oh, yeah.
He is trending like he's going to be a big part of this offense that needs to be dialed up more.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that Musgrave and him can stay healthy and have a full off season, because I still have hope for Luke Musgrave, that he can still be good. Because remember what he did in the first half of his rookie season. I'm hoping that wasn't the best of him. And yeah, we never see him recapture that. Because if both those guys get going, I think you can do some special stuff with the tight ends position. Wide receivers.
Probably a C plus. C plus. No one had a ton of receptions. Who was the highest?
The highest, with Jaden Reed, ended up being their leading receiver in both yards and catches.
How many catches did he have?
Jaden Reed had, I hate how ESPN does this.
I know, it's just like, I'm having the same problem.
Well, because it goes for the postseason, yes. 55 catches for Jaden Reed, 50 catches for Tucker Kraft, 46 for Romeo Doubs. Reed had 55 catches for 857 yards. But of course, Reed was also among the league leaders in drops this season.
C plus. I mean, everyone loved Christian Watson. You know, he made strides, but at the end of the day, he had 29 catches.
The numbers weren't there, but would you agree that he's the only one who showed improvement this year? Because he made catches, too, that we thought he could not make previously.
Did. Yeah. But the problem is this, Gabe. He's not a great route runner, right? He's not a great route runner. I don't care what anyone says. And an ACL certainly is not going to help that.
I'm concerned about the, and maybe this is just the knee injuries past of the Packers, whether that's Jair, whether that's Bach. I am concerned about your speed receiver going through an ACL surgery in the offseason.
I would agree.
That's concerning.
Yes. I mean, this is a position that needs to be addressed, I'm sorry, and not addressed by the draft, because the draft is such a crapshoot. They need to go out and get a number one. Whether they do that, that's on them.
And then finally, are you cool? Are you good with that, Josh? C-plus? Wide receivers?
Yeah. Hard to argue much better.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and do it. What grade are you giving the quarterbacks this year for the Green Bay Packers?
B-.
Well, I thought he was going to go
better.
Harder.
That's a little better than I expected.
No. B-. This team will go as he goes. You know, everyone says, well, they're a running team now. Well, they're a running team because the receivers were not that great and their quarterback was just good. When you're making $56 million a year, I expect you to be in the top five. I don't want to hear it's your second year, it's your fifth year, going into your sixth year. He has to be much better next year.
How do we factor in, and we typically don't have to do this, the fact that there was a backup who came in and put the Packers in the position to win three separate games? Is there a bump allowed there? Is the bump factored in?
And honestly, I mean, if you wanted to say the fourth game, because they did take the lead, even though he was in against the Bears, and then the defense blew it.
They found their backup. That's it. They found their backup. Is that going to pump the grade up anymore?
I don't know if I can move it minus to B.
Yeah, because Malik, if we're grading individuals, Malik Willis got an A.
A plus?
Yeah, like Malik Willis.
Yes, I agree.
Malik Willis gets an A.
For what he was called on to do.
For what he was asked to do in the manner in which he was asked to, you could even talk me into an A plus. The fact that he played those two games despite being in Green Bay less than a month. Like, he passes with flying colors. But because he's the backup and the starter is just, it's weighed so much. Basically, this is a grade on Jordan. And I don't think he can go much higher than a B minus.
He's still under contract, correct?
I think Malik has one more year. I believe he had two years there. I think he's got one more year under contract.
If he does the same thing next year, hopefully it doesn't happen. But let's say he wins two games for him. Think someone will give him a shot at a starting quarterback?
He'd have to be a pretty low grade. Whatever the Steelers gave Justin Fields.
Does it feel like... Didn't Matt Flynn go to Seattle and they were expecting him to be the starter and then Russell Wilson?
Yeah, then they drafted Russell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they gave him like 15 a year, which at the time was decent starter money.
Malik Willis has 1 year left at $1.4
million. Screaming deal.
Yeah.
Screaming deal. So adding all...
You know what they should do, though? They should extend him if they were smart.
So adding up all that, it's a 3.2 grade average for the offense. Do we feel that's about right?
Yeah.
They were top 10 in both yards and points. So 3.2 seems about right. Yeah.
I think it might be a little low. I have a hard time arguing bumping it up to
a 3.5.
I think 3.5 is probably the sweet spot. I think we're a little colored by the end of the season.
Sure. But this, I mean, if it gets bumped to a 3.5, that just means that.
It'd feel different if your offensive line was a B minus and your quarterback was an A minus.
Yeah, I should probably have to wait.
Then I would say bump up, but the way it panned out, no, I think 3.2 is good.
What do you think the grades are for the Green Bay Packers offense? Join the conversation on the Carb Loose Talk and text line 800-990-3776. Chewy said they have to address the wide receiver position. Well, a former wide receiver, he commented about that on the Up and Adams show. We'll do that coming up next. But the biggest Bucks fans deserve the biggest Bucks prizes. And now it's time to show us your Bucks. If you already have a Bucks tattoo or a design in mind, now is your time to shine. Send us a picture of your Bucks ink at ESPN Milwaukee on social media by this Monday, January 20th, and you could win two lower-level tickets to see the Bucks take on Denver. And while you send in your Bucks ink to ESPN Milwaukee on social media, don't forget to vote for your favorite Bucks as they head to the Bay for the 2025 All-Star Game. Vote now, Bucks.com/All-Star.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We got people disagreeing with our offensive line grade, Chew. Buzzy from Beloit says B+, no more for O-line on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Brad saying, wait, what? O-line gets an A-, allowed a league-low 15 sacks. Love had one game over 300 yards. But I think that, first of all, there's apparently no A-pluses. And we wanted to make sure that the running back position, specifically Josh Jacobs, stood out as the highest grade on offense.
Yeah. Fair enough. I got a question for you.
Okay.
And I just posed it to Josh, who I disagree with. When it comes to banana bread, which I love. I love. You love banana bread?
Yeah, banana bread's great. It's great way to get rid of those old bananas.
I appreciate that my wife baked banana bread.
Sure.
But when you put chocolate chip in it, it wrecks it. It wrecks the bread. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. It elevates the bread.
No, it does not. It does not. Banana bread stands alone. Now, zucchini bread, I could see chocolate chips. not banana bread. Banana bread stands on its own. You're not four. You're not four, okay? It's like chocolate chip pancakes. Fine for a 4 to a 10-year-old.
Sure.
At 56, I don't want chocolate chips in my pancakes. I'm sorry.
But, like, I mean, well, I agree. Like, if I slice into a piece of banana bread, it's just a regular piece of banana bread. Like, I'm not upset. Yes. Like, I'm great. But if it's got chocolate chips on it,
no,
hell yeah.
Wrecks it.
It's just like, totally, I mean, it's just like a hidden little treat.
No.
Hidden little treat inside the banana bread.
Like, I'm eating it right now because I'm a little hungry, and all you taste is the chocolate. That's it.
It's your unsophisticated palate.
Make chocolate bread. Banana bread, warm, little butter on it, stands alone.
What would chocolate bread look like?
Pumpernickel.
I mean, would you eat chocolate chip pancakes and then put syrup on that? I mean, what are we doing?
No, but I'm also not putting syrup on the on the banana bread with chocolate chips.
Wrecks it. Totally wrecks it. Just I'm
How much of it have you eaten?
I know I'm in a mood today. I know I'm in a mood.
Yeah, you're just angry at everybody.
But I think I'm right on this.
All right, put it on the poll.
Now, Ashy, if you want to call in and suck up, now's the time to do it.
So I just posted the poll.
And
6 votes. Every single person says chocolate chips do not ruin it. You're losing by 100% currently.
No. I don't care. Okay? Because when you're right, Josh. Right? There is nothing better than fresh banana bread. It's one of those things that don't need anything more.
How much of this banana bread have you eaten?
Half of it.
I mean,
I don't want to waste.
If this was so offensive to you, yes, thank you for gutting through and eating banana bread with chocolate chips. All the humanity. If this was so offensive to you, did you know before you took that first bite that there were chocolate chips in the banana bread?
No, I cut into it and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, why did you put chocolate chips in here?
So why did you then eat? I mean, if it ruins the banana bread, why you knew it was in there, why did you start eating it?
Because it was either that or a stale bagel. And I almost wish I took the stale bagel, right? That's where I'm at right now.
All right. Time to welcome in ESPN Milwaukee's executive producer, Ashton Rodman.
I am allowing Chewy to be angry this morning, even though he's a little baby and he's wrong on what he's angry about. However, he is more wrong about this take than anything he's ever said in the 4.5 years of this show, plus the 30 other years he's been doing any other sort of talking in public to the media. There is not a worse take anybody has ever had. Then chocolate chips do not belong in banana bread. Zucchini bread?
They don't.
What the hell kind of zucchini bread is having chocolate chips? Chocolate and zucchini? Sure, I'd try it. Obviously, look at me. I'm obviously going to eat it. Chocolate chips belong in banana bread. This is a long-standing argument I have with my fiance in our house about every time she makes banana bread. It's wonderful. It's delicious. Every time there's no chocolate chips in it.
It wrecks the bread. It wrecks
shut
the
up,
bread.
You. It's
all
my
you
turn.
Taste is the
You're
chocolate.
Wrong. You're wrong. That's the thing. Hey, put this on the poll, please, Josh, if you haven't already. I'll do it. I got it on my phone. I'm sorry for making you do extra work.
It's already
I'll do
up
it.
There.
We're my guy. All right, great.
We're all over the place on the Carbless Talking text line.
This is like chocolate chip ice cream. Dumbest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Yeah, who wants more chocolate? What a dumb thing to do.
Danielle says, Chewy was right. No chocolate chips in the banana bread.
This is insane.
Earn King, Chew has bread arrogance. Put it on the list.
He has food arrogance. Yeah, I used to think Chewy was my number three food guy when it came to takes on this show. He's number nine now.
Trent from Oconomowoc. Chewy has had the wildest... now I lost it. Oh, man, they're just coming in. They're just coming in fast and furious. We've got Mike from Sheboygan. Play it. The sounder, Chewy is right. Chocolate chips ruin banana bread.
Thank you.
They don't ruin it. They enhance it.
Yes,
I agree.
Destroys it.
Hold on, Chewy. I want to agree with you for about 0.5% here. I agree that banana bread at its best should be able to stand on its own.
Aaron in Fredonia, tell Chewy I have a great banana bread recipe for him. It's my grandmother's. It's actually banana coffee cake. Tastes just like banana bread, but only twice as moist. There's definitely no chocolate chips.
Twice as what?
Moist.
I like that word.
That sounds good.
You don't like
Ashton,
it? You were laughing about it
question.
Yesterday.
I'm listening
when
to you.
When you eat a burrito, do you put Cholula and Tabasco on it? No.
Well, it's
you
too,
don't.
It's not the same at all. This is an apples to pickles conversation.
The bananas
conversation.
And
this
the chocolate
even, what the
go
hell are
together
you
on a Sunday, not in bread. Okay?
Hold on. Your argument right now is for flavor profiles. You just contradicted yourself, dummy.
It's a terrible. One cancels out the other. I cannot taste the banana bread. All I taste is the chocolate.
I got to be honest, and I'm going to say this, and that's fine if it gets me in trouble. Sounds like the banana bread can't stand it by its own. Sounds like the banana bread's not good enough.
Trent texts in on the Carbo's Talking text line. Chewy has some wild takes for being a part of ESPN, and his take on chocolate chips is the most wrong he's ever been.
How is it possible? Nope. He said one awesome take a year ago, just about a year ago today, and then he has this take today. I mean, within a year, buddy, you're on two ends of the spectrum. I hope you go viral today even more so.
Are you talking about honey on pizza?
That was my take, and that's a correct
take.
No,
it was not your take. No. Because they don't call the show and go, hey, tell Ashton he was right about
exactly.
honey on pizza.
And here's
pizza.
The thing. You're
they
right.
Say,
and
hey,
I don't
tell
correct
Chew.
Them. Yes. Well, I don't need my ego stroked, so I don't correct them when that's true. Who made the condiment ranking for the playoffs? Gabe, Josh, can anyone
Which
remember?
Was horrible.
Well, I mean, Josh wasn't here. So.
Well, just go with it.
I was helping.
Yeah, he was helping.
What?
But Will was helping.
I was a shadow influencer.
You're the sous chef. Man, I don't know if I've ever seen us get this many texts on a single topic.
I wish Adam was
let me ask you a question. Why does everything have to taste good? Why does everything have to go over the top? Why does it have to always, everything's got to taste good?
So you went from chocolate chips ruin it to it actually makes it taste too good now and I don't want it?
No, it just overpowers it, Joshy. You know,
I've had plenty where I can taste both, and I think the mixture of both, it is a supplement to the original flavor. It improves it. Like, how many things do chocolate chips make worse?
Like, this is where I'm at.
It's where I'm at.
Like warning, you know how there's warning labels on stuff like cigarettes and booze and do not drink until you're 21? If you are over the age of 11, you should never have chocolate chip pancakes.
Wrong.
What are you for?
Wrong.
I don't know what the warning label has to do with any of that.
AC and Tosa on the Carbless Talking text line. Chewy's taste buds are on vacation.
Wow.
Boom roasted.
I'm not backing down.
Okay, here's the problem. Like, you were standing tall. You were standing strong until you decided, why does everything have to taste good? So
Ashton,
now what you're
Ashton,
doing is admitting that
this.
The banana bread and chocolate chips taste good.
Yes, Chewy?
No, it overpowers. Let me ask you this. Is there such a thing as too many toppings on a pizza?
Yeah, well, yeah, if they're the wrong toppings, sure. If there's like 30 toppings on a pizza, I mean, my ideal pizza has, I think, seven toppings, six toppings.
That's stupid.
Banana and chocolate is an infamous pairing.
Yeah, and they...
Two things on a pizza, maybe three.
Banana and bread and chocolate is technically still two flavors.
It's different with bread.
What about bagels? How do you take your take
on
bagels?
One of these days, I am going to write down all of these and try to make a Chewy life rules book.
Like,
he's got so many rules.
I think the borscht ruined him at a young age, and we are just seeing that because the whole appeal of borscht is it's not that good, and it reminds him of old times. Were you just not? You just didn't have it when you were young, so now you're harkening back.
You said that, Joshy.
The old times.
You said that. Because Dyson, you know how big a stew pot is?
Familiar, yes. Large.
Dyson made me a stew pot of borscht. It was a triple, and I have 3 inches left in the pot.
Per usual.
In the pot. That was a good one.
We're back, buddy. We're back. We're
it's
back.
So funny to describe the amount of borscht left as inches in a stew pot.
It's like the number of fingers.
It's like a 10-gallon pot, and he's like, I have 3 inches. I got 3 inches.
Ashton, one other thing?
So
can I just say one other thing?
Yes, you may.
One other thing, and then you can go.
I miss you, too.
That is the ugliest Bucks sweatshirt I have ever seen in my entire life. What color is that? Throw up?
Right.
Is that
Hold
pea
on.
Soup
Hold on.
Throw up?
Hold on. I'm going to yell at you some more now. First of all, this is a gift for my fiance, so F you. Secondly, this gets lots of compliments, actually.
What color is that?
Thirdly,
just tell me the color.
It is a little pukey. I don't know the color.
Olive? No, it's not even olive.
It's like, I don't know, but it does get a shocking amount of compliments.
Barf. That should be the color of it.
It's a defense mechanism, this guy.
It is close to pea soup.
Yeah. Barf.
You guys are supposed to back me up on
this. Well, I mean, look.
He's not here.
I mean, wow, when he's right, he's right.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
well, you have a dumbass take.
One more that we have to get in here on the Carb List talking text line from Craig, saying that this is actually Chewy's second worst food take, the first still being tuna fish with tomato soup.
Yeah.
So what was his take about cheese again? Cheddar cheese is in the top 10 cheese?
I was confused.
He was confused. He didn't realize.
He didn't know that all
the different
cheeses.
By the yellow.
He didn't realize that the yellow was just cheddar cheese. Yes, yes. He got confused. So that take was retracted. That was retracted.
Maybe I should delete the liner. I do feel kind of bad. Maybe I should get that out of the system.
You're leading people down the wrong way.
I kind of differs here. Yeah. All right. Bye, Chewy. Love you.
Speaking of pizza. You're going to find a great pizza with Palermo's Pizza, and it is National Pizza Week, and you should be celebrating with Screamin' Sicilian from our friends at Palermo's. And right now, Piggly Wiggly has a sale to scream about. All your favorite Screamin' Sicilians on sale, just $6.99. And I love to talk about all the different flavors and brands and different things Palermo's does. Well, just within Screamin' Sicilian, they have Screamin' Sicilian stuffed crust, Detroit style, Screamin' Sicilian tavern style, and of course, don't forget the regular Screamin' Sicilian. So many different crusts, so many different flavors. There is something for everyone. So head to your local Piggly Wiggly store and stock up on Screamin' Sicilian for just $6.99 now through January 21st. Celebrate National Pizza Week with our friends at Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense.
Why
this elite defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid. And we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
People are just loving Chewy's take on banana bread and how chocolate chips ruin it. They love it either because they agree with him or they think it's the dumbest thing he's ever said. But we do have one here from Jared saying that he can't wait to go to the store and start seeing age recommendations on chocolate chips like toys. They're going to start carting chocolate like alcohol and tobacco. And then we started because you just started lashing out about pizza and all sorts of things. So Ben wants me to ask you on the Carbless Talk and text line, Chew, is cheese considered a topping on a pizza?
No, it's not considered. That's standard. That's cheese sauce.
Because otherwise, if you don't have cheese, then you're just, I mean, it's just basically bread with sauce on it. Like what makes it the pizza is the combination
go-to?
Of the three.
My go-to is bacon and onion.
When I am going to it kind of depends upon the place, but like my favorite pizza place, which is, again, there's just nostalgia baked into it. Small place back in Horicon, or just outside of Horicon, Heine's Pizza in Minnesota Junction. It is sausage and mushroom. Cheese sausage mushroom.
I think sausage is beat down. Everyone puts sausage on everything. It's just, Josh, come on.
It's a classic.
You don't have to have it every time. Every time,
of course
you don't have to have it.
Of course not. But pepperoni and sausage are the foundational toppings of all pizzas. That is how we do it. Now, when I go to a pizza place, I prefer like a atypical type of pizza. I love a dill pickle pizza, one of my favorites, a buffalo chicken pizza.
See, buffalo chicken pizza, if you want buffalo chicken pizza, just get buffalo wings.
I do both. Why do I need to pick and choose where I'm getting
like,
my buffalo chicken?
Because, like, to me, buffalo chicken pizza isn't pizza.
Listen to me, but there is a ratio. The buffalo chicken should be 1 out of 20 pizzas.
It's
one time
like
you 50, get it.
50-50 for me.
No, that's bad.
I'm not a Red Sox fan.
You're not a connoisseur. What about bougie pizza? That's terrible.
What's bougie pizza?
You know, like the green stuff and the cheese that doesn't melt.
Talking pesto,
and prosciutto, and come on, what are we doing here? You know what I'm talking about? The arugula when they put
you get a little
arugula
on it. Sure,
that doesn't belong on a pizza.
I think it belongs more
on
a pizza.
Arugula, have a salad.
I think it belongs more on a pizza than mac and cheese pizza or barbecue chicken pizza.
That's crazy.
Like that's not pizza to me. That's not pizza.
No.
Like that's a different food group. You want that food, go get that food. Like pizza? That just doesn't make sense.
I don't know why you're trying to rain on my, if I want buffalo chicken on pizza, if I want the wings, if I want a sandwich, I'm going to get them all. I like buffalo chicken.
You can have whatever you want, but it's a bad decision. All right? That's all we're saying.
Mr. Borscht, I don't think you got a lot of legs to stand on here.
He's got 3 inches of borscht left. between the caller we had earlier this week, who was taking off because he was so distraught over the Packers game and made sure, by the way, that he called during the 8 o'clock hour so nobody from his school would be listening to him. And now Chewy's saying he's got 3 inches of borscht left. Like, we're going to have a hard time topping these moments for the rest of the year. We're 15
days in.
There's
one problem. There's only one problem with borscht. You can't eat it after a certain time because it makes you zizzle. Like, I was up last night 4 times. I don't know what it is, if it's the vinegar or the beets or whatever, but I ate it late last night and...
Are you sure that's just not your age?
I knew you were going to say that.
I was going to let it go. I was going to let it go, Chew. I wasn't going to defend you.
I think any extra liquid into the system can create a little extra zizzle.
The age thing is a pizzle, okay? I don't pizzle, okay?
What does that mean?
I think that's now correct me if I'm wrong.
Leaking in your undies.
I think the difference between zizzle and pizzle would be flow.
This is high end stuff.
Yeah, total flow. Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm correct, if I'm reading Chewy's mind, it's a flow issue.
If you can still get the stream up to your eyes, you're fine. You're good.
Never tried.
I can't remember the last time I did anything like that. I guess you're peeing outside a lot. Another thing we've learned about you.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the place you would be able to test that.
Yeah, because you're not really, there's no real aiming spot.
Yeah, I'm not doing that in my bathroom. I'd be out.
Too much cleanup.
I'd be homeless if I attempted that.
I got yelled at yesterday, actually.
Oh, God, what'd you do?
I got yelled at. Well, because, you know, instead of mulch here, you have shells.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, and it doesn't really absorb it as much.
No, she's like, why are these shells all green in this area?
Just, you know, the salt.
Had to
from
rake
the,
it out.
From...
Keeps the dogs away. No, actually draws the dogs.
Right.
This is a weird show.
Yeah, I don't know where we go from here. Although I will tell you, Chewy, and I know you're going to take this as a win. Right now, do chocolate chips ruin banana bread? 30% of people agree with you saying yes.
I'll take that all day long.
Although 70% of people are obviously saying no.
It's more than two.
If you are able, please help the people who have been affected by the California wildfires in 2025. Donate redcross.org/ESPN, redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover. Again, the website, redcross.org/ESPN.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog, the corn dog for the birthday.
Pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht, let alone on their birthday.
It's so good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
As Chewy said, it has been a weird show. But one thing I did want to fit in and get Chewy's opinion on, because the one thing I think we all agree on this show, is that the Packers need to at least look into figuring out a little bit better solution for their wide receivers in 2025. Christian Watson, clearly not going to be ready for the start of the season, coming off the ACL injury in Week 18, and just a lot of inconsistencies throughout that group. Tried it for a year. Nobody necessarily separated themselves. They need a number one wide receiver. Well, there could be a number one wide receiver that's potentially available in Davante Adams. And he was on Up and Adams, a show he regularly appears on with Kay Adams, talking about the Packers needing veteran wide receiver help.
What do you think the Packers need to focus on, like knowing just like the culture of that team? What are they going to focus on in these coming months?
Well, first off, that's kind of impressive. You know about the black bag.
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It makes me so sad.
everybody gets that black bag. That's a sad day for sure. You're walking around doing the physicals and all that stuff, and it sucks. But if I had to try to pinpoint something, I think that the Packers, obviously, it depends on the health of their team, you know, coming into, the beginning of next season. I think so you got to see what's up with Dobbs and Christian. Romeo having a few plays this year where he ended up a little banged up and hit his head on the ground. So seeing where he is with that, and, you know, you never know. It's kind of that Tua situation where it can be, a week, or it can be, you know, it can extend out longer than that. So we'll see. I'm praying for him either way. But, I just think it kind of depends on the health of the team. And it's looking right now like, obviously, they might need some receiver help in one way or the other just based off of what they have available. Maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
Would you be open to Davante Adams returning to the Green Bay Packers, Chew?
Well, a few things. I don't think the Jets are going to discard him, because what they give up for him, a second-round pick?
I think they Chewy, I think they're not going to have a choice if they don't want him. He's got a $38 million cap hit. They can just cut him, and it's a $30 million savings.
He could be a piece. He's not the final piece. I mean, he's going to be, what, 32 years old?
33 next year. But he was top five in NFL this year in receiving yards per game.
Go back to Goody. Goody got rid of him for a reason, right? I mean, if the money
Goody didn't get rid of him. Goody made a mistake and didn't give him a contract extension, and Adams decided he wanted out.
Yeah, but this would be the equivalent of a third contract, correct?
I mean, this would be a...
Goody doesn't like the...
Yeah.
Look, is he a piece? Yeah, he'd be a nice piece to have. Is he the final piece? Am I willing to say, oh, Davante Adams comes in here, that's it, that's all they need? No.
Well, at the wide receiver group, I think that you just check that off the list and you go to other places, certainly. I don't think you want to be bringing in multiple wide receivers.
33? He's 33.
Yeah. So, and he was top 10 in the league in receiving yards per game still.
I know you're asking me, what do I think? I'm telling you what I think. A 33-year-old receiver is not going to cure that room. It could help. It could get them in the right decision. But if all they're going to do is bring Davante Adams in and say, oh, we're great on offense, I'm not buying it.
But, I mean, it would give them a legit number one receiver.
He's 33.
Yeah, and he had a tremendous season last year.
Okay.
Like, better than anybody, I mean, like, not even close. I mean, he played 14 games and still had over 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah. No. At 33, I'm going to say no. $20 million at 33?
But I don't think you'd have to pay him $20 million.
Well, based upon what you think about and what you're saying about him, it sounds like someone would.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to pay. If you want, you're going to have to spend money in order to address that situation, Chew. You got to spend money. What else are you going to spend
it on? Chocolate chips in my banana bread.
That has nothing to do with anything.
That's all I'm saying. I'll take that as a win.
Will
Yeehaw!
Will the Itoush come up next?